Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is February 22nd, 2017. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 136 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about expressions, that means collocations and idioms related to foods and drinks. So the idea here is to share with you some collocations and idioms related to food and drink, foods and drinks. I'm grabbing these expressions from a magazine called New Routes. This is a magazine for language teachers in the south of Brazil, in Brazil. Yeah, it's I think the magazine is from São Paulo, Brazil. Yeah, and they have here a number of they have a kind of section here in the magazine related to activities, and there is an exercise here, and I'm going to grab some of the expressions from this exercise. So the first expression here is to grab a bite to eat. So to grab a bite to eat means to go and get some food, yeah, and you know, something that if you're feeling hungry, you can say, I'm gonna go grab a bite to eat. And the example they offer here is, hey Jim, it's almost dinner time. Would you like to grab a bite to eat? So to grab a bite to eat here means to go and get some food, some sort of, I don't know, some snack or something that you can find in the fridge, something that you can just go and grab it. Yeah. So the meaning of the word grab, which is to catch. But then in this case here, to grab a bite to eat means to go get something to eat. The second expression I have here is, I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse. So if you say, I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse, it means that you're starving. The example they provide here is, hi Paul, I'd love to, I haven't eaten in 8 hours, I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse. And then the person answers, wow, man, you must be really famished. And famished means here starving, yeah? And starving means very, very hungry. Have you been skipping meals? So skipping meals means not eating certain meals. In this case here, maybe the person didn't have lunch or something. Yeah, so that's the meaning of skipping, to skip a meal. To skip a meal, maybe then in this case here, it means you're not eating certain meals, yeah, if you're skipping meals. A little bit, work has been demanding this week, and so goes the dialogue. So do you feel like pigging out or something? So to pig out means to eat a lot, and normally To pig out means to eat a lot of junk food, and in a careless way. You're not worried about healthy stuff, so you're going to pig out on some I don't know, some on junk food or something like that. Another expression they have here is, hell yeah, pizza sounds mouth-watering. So mouth-watering is something that the meaning of mouth watering is something that makes you, how can I put this, makes you really want to eat it. So your mouth starts watering, meaning that you're very willing to eat that thing. Either I don't know, it could be anything. It could be junk food. It could be anything that really attracts you. Then moving on here, another expression they offer here is, don't you think your eyes might be bigger than your stomach? I mean, that's a lot of food. Yeah? So to have your eyes bigger than your stomach means that you want more food than you can actually have. Like, for instance, if you're very, very hungry, if you're starving, sometimes you want to eat or you want to have a lot of food in front of you before you even start eating. And that's when this expression might be interesting to use. So, don't you think your eyes might be bigger than your stomach? To be honest, I don't really care. Besides, we can always take a doggy bag if there is any leftovers. So to take a doggy bag means to wrap up the leftovers and take them back home to eat it later on. And then the last sentence in this dialogue here goes, you're probably right. Either way, we can wash it down with some really cold soft drinks. So to wash it down here means to help digest food with lots of soft drinks. So this is it. Here are some of the expressions. Let me briefly recap. So you can grab a bite to eat. So that means go get something that to eat. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. That means you're starving. You're very, very hungry. To be famished means to be starving, to be very, very hungry. To skip meals or to skip a meal means not when you're not eating certain meals. Then another expression I explored here was to pig out or even to pig out on junk food, which means to eat a lot of junk food in this case. Mouth watering with a hyphen. So mouth hyphen watering is an adjective that means something that looks delicious. Another expression, another idiom I explored here was your eyes might be bigger than your stomach. That means you want more than you can actually have. And doggy bag, which is that bag that you can take home if you have ordered too much food. And to wash it down means to, you know, help digest your food with some drinks, soft drinks or whatever you're drinking. And that's it for today. I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. If you check out our webpage, you can subscribe, you can add your email to the email list. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Podomatic. You can also subscribe via Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any comments or suggestions for future episodes. And I'll see you next time. Bye!